Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, it's time for our annual Pop Culture Predictions episode for 2024. Nick Cannon will have how many babies? Selena Gomez will take how many social media breaks? Which starlet will Jacob Elordi fall for? Who will win the White House? And what does our crystal ball have in store for RuPaul, Jenna Marbles, and Ozempic? Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Happy New Year!
No, no.
Well,
hey,
what?
Hey,
hi.
Girls, gays and theys, it's time to dust off your crystal balls, because here we are, the Psychic Babble predictions of 2024. Start your engines, rev your motors, get your tits out.
How dusty are your balls that they need to be dusted?
Well, not really, because you know if you own a crystal ball, you're supposed to keep it covered.
I did know that. It's giving Eye of Sauron. You know, he's got his hanky coat on top of that one.
Cheesecake Factory is always giving Eye of Sauron.
Yes, and.
Yes, and.
You know, don't bring up the ancient texts to me. I know my Cheesecake Factory menu.
Yeah, it's laminated, so it can't go anywhere. It survives the wear and tear, the gloop and glop, the drip and drop.
Well, yes, and only two things will survive the apocalypse.
Cher.
And the Cheesecake Factory menu.
Cockroaches.
Yeah, well. Hey, yeah, you're so right when you say that the time is now. To see the time of tomorrow.
Okay, let's take a peek.
So usually what
you sound like you sound like a fucking troll under a bridge giving me a riddle.
The time is now to look at the time of tomorrow. Just one worm. Give me a worm if you'd like to pass.
A worm?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
like an ingredient for my potion, but I can't touch the worm. You must touch the worm. Put the potion in the basket. Type of vibe. Put the worm in the potion, then put the potion in the basket, and then I'll shimmy it up the bridge.
And then you put the lotion in the basket.
No.
A tisket, a tasket.
Put the car back.
Where's my wicker basket?
If I were that dude, that's all put.
Who?
Who?
Which dude?
The witch.
Young Mr. Riddles 3.
Which dude? That's what they call me, witch dude. I would be the man who's like putting the lotion in the basket and sending it down to the child.
Buffalo Bill?
Is that his name? My God. Oh my God, Tucking King. You know what? He was all about lotion. Did he have a lotion brand, Jergen?
Maybe. Avino. It's for sensitive skin.
I don't think he cared. If I were down there, I'd be like, do you have Carmex? Just one stick.
She would like to be let loose.
Trust me, if you're wanting this skin to be supple, you do not want to overlook the lips. Send down a Carmex.
Soft and supple.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so do you have any predictions?
I predict a very strong 10th year of Psychobabble, the podcast.
Us?
Yes.
We?
Yes.
the sisters three?
Who's the third? Which dude? Wow.
Which dude? Which dude's actually a pretty good AIM name if you're bringing screen names back.
Yeah. I had a guy on my block named Scotty Too Hottie on AIM, and I thought, that is such a hot AOL username. How did you get that?
No, I fear too many Scotties be thinking they're too hot.
I know, that's right. Somebody needs to put all the Scotties in their place. Most of the Scotties are average at best.
It's very, yeah, Scotties very think they're too hotty. Nancy's are very into pants. Nancy pants.
Well, what else do you want of them? Let them.
Why? Some of us don't have shticks with our names.
Snorri?
Okay.
What's the story? I implore.
Tuesdays with Corey.
Jacob Elordi? Gooning.
On Hot Ones?
Yes. And
he really did goon the house.
Okay,
down.
Okay. We need to talk about predictions. So every year we do predictions, and we also we share some.
It's year 10. They know.
There's some new girls here. If you're a new girl, say, I'm new.
I don't know if there are.
Did you hear that? I heard it.
Our most listened to episode the last like 3 or 4 years in a row has always been this episode each year.
The people are clamoring. So I need.
So I think even the new girls know.
Well, the new girls are about to know. I predict the new girls knew.
Okay, you do your spiel. I'm gonna go get a glass of water.
Are you for real?
No, I could. Look, I'm in my kitchen. I now record in my kitchen.
Yeah, I can see the white fridge.
White refrigerator? Ooh, child.
I predict a comeback for the white refrigerator. You know what? Everything makes a return. And what is classy is now trashy, and what is trashy is now classy. And so, big, big year for the white refrigerator.
You know what they say.
What?
What goes around comes around.
Yes.
And?
Okay, so...
So you're saying the white Nikki, refrigerator...
Shut the hell up.
You're saying
shut
white the re- hell up. You're saying white
shut
refrigerator.
The hell up. The- Does Psychic Nikki have anything to say before we give our own predictions?
Well, she has a lot to say.
So Psychic Nikki is sometimes right. Psychic Nikki is sometimes wrong. Has she made any big swings that have been home runs?
Okay, wait. Are you talking about specifically about white refrigerators?
Yes.
Because I
push control F.
Psychic Dickie.
I'm sorry. What? Psychic Dickie.
psychicnikki.com/2024-predictions.html.
So she's still paying to register the website. She is still. Her GoDaddy is not refunding.
No, so, okay, I command F'd white.
White?
Lots. Well, I thought you wanted to know her predictions on a refrigerator.
Yeah, you know what? You know White's Chicken in Jackson, Michigan? They really did have a lot of clown paintings. I know I bring it up a lot, but...
She has nothing to say about white refrigerators, but she does predict robots in the White House. Mm.
They're already there. Hey, baby. They're already there.
Would you vote for an AI president?
I personally welcome our new AI overlords. Because I know they're listening. Hey, girls.
I've been saying thank you to my Google Home and to Siri for years, so they know I'm polite and cordial.
Yeah, they're paying attention. They're taking notes. there, you know who else was taking notes? Sansa, surveillance state. Sansa was but a just a.
Did you say Santa butt?
Santa butt. Santa butt.
Which dude?
Santa butt probably really is the thing. He's riding around all around. He really he really needs some type of cushion support. You know about those circular things that you sit on?
You know a stool?
No, for your
You know those cars. Oh, you mean a donut when you get like butt surgery?
Sure.
No, I was thinking about you know those beads that people put on car seats.
Okay. Yes.
Is that comfortable?
People love it, and you know what? As somebody who likes to like rub their back on something, yes.
Are you? You're one of the girls who's very tickle my back.
Remembering, yes, yes. If I'm laying down on my stomach. If my tummy's on the ground, you better be tickling my back. I'm just a baby.
Your leg on the couch and you look over and you're very, tickle my back.
I used to not be able to even fall asleep without somebody tickling my back.
I think pick me girls and tickle my back boys are one and the same.
The world goes around with tickle me back boys. If you don't have a tickle me back boy... Girl,
you guys really keep the world a turning.
Thank you. Okay, so what's Miss Princess Nikki saying?
Well, she just said robots in the White House, and I agree with you. They're already there. Unless she means a robot president, which, to be fair, she also did predict Trump and Biden both out.
Okay, so who is she predicting for this year?
I don't know.
Well, control.
She hasn't predicted who's going to win. And say what? Who's going to win the House?
Presidency. President. White House.
Well, after I, there were 19 searches for White House and none of them were pleasant.
She predicts a 9/11 event every year. You know what? Cool. It only works when you get it right. And then you can say that you got it. But it's like, if you put it on your list every year, girl.
Here we go. Her 19 White House predictions. A man on a glider plane lands on the White House lawn.
Okay.
Forensic technology will prove that the White House is haunted. Hmm. Robots in the White House. Oh, wait. A white grizzly bear found in British Columbia. That's not about the White House. Part of the White House will collapse.
See, she is just spaghetti against the wall. I find this to be her...
Oh,
her,
wait.
Her, this is her tactic every year.
Don't drag the sis, the good sis, who's been leading us down the correct path for years. Mother.
I believe is her name.
Wait, did Psychic Nikki get snubbed for Mother of the Year?
Oh my God, you know what? I do have, we have so, oh my God, there's so much we have to discuss. Okay, first of all, we need to discuss the fan voted winners of the Psycho Babbles, the Psychic Babies.
Is this a commercial in the middle of the prediction?
Well, we need to give some congrats where congrats are due for the Psychobabble Awards 2023. Okay, best internet moment was that motherfucker is not real. Edging out Donald Trump mugshot by 1% vote. See, your vote counts. Your vote matters. Worst internet moment, Twitter becomes X. TikTok sound of the year, girl dinner. I think, although enjoyment was snubbed.
I think attenzione pick your pocket.
Scam of the year, George Santos. I believe that. Mutable word of the year, Jada Pinkett Smith. Good for her. Drag queen of the year, Sasha Colby. Song of the year, Let Loose. New favorite angel, Sophie the Cock Destroyer. Feud of the year, musicians versus thrown objects. Breakout star of the year, the Senate twink. But where is he now? See, just because you break out doesn't mean you stick around. I want to know, where is he now? Gooning is still here.
It's like when you you win best new artist at the Grammys and then do nothing.
Corinne Baby Ray. What's her name? The barbecue queen.
Is that a before and after on Wheel of Fortune?
It's kind of a before and middle. It's a sandwich middle, almost.
I don't Don't drag Corinne Bailey Ray into this.
Mother of the Year Grimace, though I do think Psychic Nikki was snubbed. Now, I have a few asterisks because no other category was as contended as a new favorite Cycle Ghosty. A lot of people had a lot of thoughts about who was snubbed for Cycle Ghosty of the Year. When I read the nominees to Hudson, he was appalled that Tina Turner wasn't nominated, and he asked if we could redo the poll. I said, the thread is made. You think you can take out a middle of the thread tweet? No.
I think she would have gotten fourth.
Tina Turner?
Yeah, last, I mean.
Damn.
I think she would have barely got... I think Sierra Mist would have beat her.
Damn. Well, also the Wendy's 4 for 4 rip.
Okay, you can't even tell me what that means.
Four things from the Wendy's menu for $4. What do you? They got rid of it. Shrinkflation. Capitalism.
Which four things?
D's four.
Okay, do you have anything else to say during this commercial break?
The big dog, Jamie McKibben.
I think Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee?
You claim to be an Arrivederci Pee-wee stan. You didn't even put her in the mix.
Now, I say breakout star of the year, Tonsil Stones, were really snubbed. I think Tonsil Stones really had a big year. I had never heard of them before this year, and then suddenly it was just like gooning all over again. Have you ever gooned so hard that a tonsil stone flew out?
I've never heard about a tonsil stone, so I don't believe that that should have been nominated.
Tonsil stone, tonsil stone, tonsil stone.
Okay, well, maybe 2024 is its year.
The ads will be coming for you now. They heard it. They're coming. Okay, now back to the predictions.
I Googled stone.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic Nikki predicts nothing about tonsil stones, but she does... predict the Rolling Stones will break up.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't care.
Wait. But she also predicts a new gemstone will be discovered.
I love that. It's been overdue. And you know what? As a March baby, what's your gemstone?
We have the same. We're both March.
I know, but what is it?
Isn't it like aquamarine?
I think it is aquamarine, and I find it so ugh.
March birthstone, aquamarine, and bloodstone. It says we get two.
I would take bloodstone. I don't like aquamarine. I want a new one. Reroll.
Maybe you should change your birthday. Maybe you should be like, yeah, like those people who just change their lives, but like... but like are liars.
Go on. Oh, what like a scammer? My mom changed her birthday one year. You know this. Let's not forget. My mother, whose birthday is in January, decided to celebrate her birthday on Halloween and dressed up. And it was a Halloween costume party for her birthday in the wrong month and dressed up as Cindy Lou Who. So I was really getting the wrong theme. All over. It was giving Christmas, but it was giving birthday, but it was giving January, but it was giving October.
That's one of my predictions for this year. I think other holiday figures are gonna be big at Halloween. Mm. Easter Bunny, Santa, Tooth Fairy.
I predict we get a new holiday. Ooh. Capitalism is boring. We need give us something new to buy in May. May is really needing something.
Babe, May has Memorial Day. What are you talking about?
Never in my life have I celebrated Memorial Day.
Let me tell you months that do in fact need holidays. I used to work at a bank.
August.
So I knew the months that had holidays, and you would be like, hell yeah, I get a Monday off. Hell yeah, brother.
August.
August could use a holiday. All it's got is back to school, and nobody's celebrating that.
Did you just say, are you... hold on. I'm getting a vision. Oh, holy shit. Are we going to do... is that on the horizon?
Spit it out.
unsung holidays? In August?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I forgot.
Write it down. Write it down.
I forgot about the unsung holidays.
I would do
Maybe
it.
Maybe that's... Should we bring it back?
Okay, while we're on the topic of the Rolling Stones breaking up, let's talk music predictions for the year. Okay?
Okay.
I predict Harry Styles collaborating with members of One Direction, but not One Direction. Or Harry Styles collaborating with just one member of One Direction. It'll be branded as a One Direction reunion, but really it's just going to be Harry Styles featuring Niall Horan.
Niall Horan?
Yes.
Is Niall still on The Voice? Maybe he'll drag him out.
Of what?
He'll drag him out and be like, I don't watch The Voice. I don't know what the boxing rounds or whatever the fuck they do.
You know, and he'll smash that button or whatever. Sure.
I think Cher's going to get married to that twink.
Okay, sure. Why not? Go for it, I think.
You want to know what Psychic Nikki predicts?
What?
I command F'd your queen.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
She says Lady Gaga name change 2024. You heard it here first.
Oh, no.
But it's not going to be like a name change. It's going to be like a character.
Oh, well. What are you giggling about, Gigglina?
I said character.
Oh.
It's going to be a character.
You are a character.
Lady Gaga is a character. Isn't she, though?
She's about to give us a new era. We are officially out of the House of Gucci and Chromatica era. We are out of the Vegas era. She's dabbling her pinky toe
posting
in the House Labs era, but
She keeps posting pictures of herself in the studio, and it's like, oh, okay, I can't wait to hear your lipstick jingle.
Oh. Not the lipstick jingle. Man.
I can't wait to hear House Labs, your 30-second House Labs commercial.
Yeah, honestly, I can't either. I'm glad we're on the same page. You know I'll be gagging. You'll be gagging.
My new hit single.
What?
Nertek.
Oh!
ODT remix.
Okay, the Glee mix. So I think we are going to get LG7. We are going to get... It's going to be rock. Okay, thank you.
Rock?
I just feel it. Like, she's been... Like, she spent the past year collaborating with rock legends. She has the Joker coming out, and she's going to be a very passionate... angry, intense character that will be very much aligned with her rock era. Okay.
Was it Perfect Illusion rock?
In a way.
It rocked.
Thank you. Will we be getting a new Rihanna album? I think we make this prediction every year.
No.
I think again, I am predicting no.
Nope. Nope. No album from Rihanna.
No. And that is okay.
I'm here for the pop renaissance, though. I feel like everybody was too afraid to release music last year. They were too afraid of competing with Taylor Swift and Beyonce for albums. Now the girlies are all like, well, now that they're off an album cycle,
they're not off an album cycle. We are going to be getting... How many albums did Taylor put out last year?
I think she's only got one more redo, I believe.
Okay.
Big reputation. Big reputation. Ooh, are you and me?
Okay, so we're going to get... So how many Taylor Swift albums are we getting this year?
Just one.
Just one? Not an original new album? You're kidding yourself.
No. You think she's doing another... She's going to ride this wave into another original album?
I think Big Reputation is going to take us into a new era...
No, she's gonna finish the tour. She's gonna want to spend some time with her Travis man.
Is she going to be engaged? Are they gonna break up, or are they gonna have a baby? Those are your three options.
Break up.
I agree, but I think it's gonna be so cordial because I'm not sure if it was anything other than just like a fun little skit for the girls.
Okay.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How many Selena Gomez social media breaks will we endure? I need to say this. I need to get this off my chest. I am no Selena Gomez hater, okay? I am not. Hater, I am not. Hater's corny. I've always said it. But Selena Gomez literally this past week announced on Instagram stories that she's taking a social media break. And then the very next day posted an Instagram story about a new role that she's doing or blah, blah, blah. It's like, girl, please.
Well, Psychic Nikki has Selena Gomez on Health Watch.
Well, yes, always. Every year, I feel. No.
And not only does she have her on Health Watch, but she accidentally wrote her name twice. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Okay.
But I don't want, if she's got a whole section at the bottom of this site labeled Health and Death Watch, and Selena Gomez is listed twice.
I think, Crouton and Willie are jumping around. I think Selena Gomez, I'm going to predict 7 social media break announcements. Okay? And okay. I'm going to be keeping track. And
sure. I love that for you.
And I think I feel it in my bones. I feel it's going to happen. So
I didn't even know you had bones.
I've been trying to get rid of them. These old things, crickety crackety. Hey, how many children will Nick Cannon have this year?
I don't care.
Oh, that's not how this game works.
No, period.
How many babies did he have this past year?
No, period.
Come on. Hey, how did Nick Cannon not win Mother of the Year? Let alone get nominated. No.
I know we're supposed to yes and, but I think no, period.
Oh, okay. How many Duggar arrests?
None. All they've locked up all the Duggars.
Is that true?
Yes.
And? Okay, I say 3 new Nick Cannon children. No guesses from you?
No, because I have it muted, so I'll never know if it does come about.
You hate fun. Okay.
I hate Nick Cannon. I don't hate him, but I hate talking about his children.
Gypsy Rose.
I don't find joy in it.
Gypsy Rose, what's your prediction?
I predicted this last week. I'm sticking to it. Gypsy Rose divorce. I'm one of the haters she's coming for in her Instagram comments. I think she's got her newfound fame. I think she's going to have more than how many people hit on her when she was in jail? 250 or something. I think she's going to have more gentlemen callers. Hey, I did see her TikTok got hacked, but she got it back.
It happens. It happens. I understand. I'm fighting for my life, trying to get my Facebook back. My TikTok's banned. It's the end for me. They try to silence us, Gypsy Rose. Watch out. See who they're silencing. Me and Gypsy Rose. Connect the dots, America.
Well, Psychic Nikki has no predictions about roses, and her only predictions with GYP in it are about Egypt.
Anything fun?
The collapse of the pyramids.
Hate to see it. I do hate to see it. Is it a man's doing?
Probably.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, did you know Psychic Nikki predicted a giant giraffe attacking a city?
She's crazy.
Is she crazy?
She's crazy, but she's gifted.
Hey, do you think the crop duster accident she predicts is really Santa Butt?
Perhaps. You know, what is that thing that I believe a Kardashian looked up in the sky and thought, what is that? Chemtrails. You know about chemtrails? Is Santa to blame?
Him and Lana Del Rey, I believe.
Yes.
And?
Gypsy Rose, you say divorce. I agree with you. I also think we are in a new age of influencer where Gypsy Rose reigns supreme.
You think she's going to finally have the most Instagram followers?
No. I'm saying we are going to be getting a brand deal. Gypsy Rose's first brand endorsement, first brand deal will be ...
The presidency.
Oh, no, but I do think it's going to be...
We could all write her in.
I think it's going to be a dating app or website.
A Gypsy Rose dating app?
No. Not like her own. I think she's like a commercial for, you know, Raya. Or whatever.
She has a husband. That doesn't even make sense.
I'm joining your prediction. I say yes and to her divorce. And I'm saying not only will she be getting a divorce, but she will be enticed by the lures of capitalism to
yes. Okay. Gypsy Rose divorce, and then Gypsy Rose, hey guys, I love Tinder.
Hey
guys.
Raya, plenty of fish.
Well, she can't plug Christian Mingle.
Gypsy Rose for sniffies? It's more likely than you stink.
Did you see that woman who someone was sending all the sniffies guys to her house?
Yes, I hate that for her.
I know.
Yeah.
I just put up a sign.
Faggots, stay away.
You're sniffing up the wrong door.
I'm feeling a class action lawsuit brewing.
Is it from the... Oh.
From the O? Well, yes. To be specific, Ozempic.
So wait, what'd you say?
I think there's going to be major backlash to Ozempic and we're going to see a lot of celebrities experience some type of experience that has to do with all of them being on Ozempic but not saying they're on Ozempic.
You sound like a anti-vaxxer who's still waiting for us to get our our backlash from the vaccine.
I'm still shaking from my vaccine. Personally, I can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Well, when the alarm bell tolls, we all turn to zombies.
What is that?
Hell yeah.
What
is that?
What do you mean, hell yeah?
You didn't hear that?
No.
All those anti-vaxxers think that the Democrats can just send off a siren and everyone who got the vaccine is going to get triggered into becoming a zombie and we're all going to be walking around like
girl,
the
well,
sheep
girl,
we
push
are.
The button. Push the button. Let's go.
Ring-a-ding-ding, honey.
I do have a rapid fire
into it.
Categories.
Ready, go.
Rapid fire categories. Who will double host SNL? I say Renee Rapp.
What does that mean? They host and sing?
Yes. I say Renee Rapp, or honestly, Ariana Grande is the sure answer. We have a new new music era and Wicked. Like, she's teed up to do it.
Ari's a duh.
Billie Eilish, perhaps, and possibly aiding in her inevitable EGOT. Will the EGOT happen this year? No, but she will make strides.
Okay.
Whose nudes will leak?
The queen.
Bitch, she's dead. Did we predict that?
You can't.
I feel it in my bones.
I think the Queen's nudes will leak. I'm sticking to it.
I think, unfortunately.
Not of her corpse. I'm talking like old school.
Old school nudes.
Vintage.
Vintage nudes.
Vintage.
Painting.
Vintage. Yeah. Yes.
Sure. I was thinking another Biden, unfortunately. Another Biden nude leak. I'm not sure which Biden.
How many more are there?
I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care. I don't want to see that.
Okay.
Who's the new celebrity couple? Jacob Elordi and...
I can't... who's that you're like, girl?
Name one woman. Name one woman.
Tate.
Name one woman.
Tate McRae.
Sure.
Jacob Elordi
sure.
and Tate McRae.
Sure. Yes, you're just saying sounds. Jacob Elordi and I'm Tate like, McRae. You know what?
Jesus Christ.
I love like to connect with young people, and so I also believe that.
Okay.
Who's gonna have
yes, I think I am.
Who's going to have a Vegas residency? Miley.
No, Miley doesn't like that shit.
No, Miley has said she's done touring, but I don't think that counts out Vegas.
I think give Ari the Vegas residency.
No. And what's she going to do?
Give Cher one. What's Cher up to?
No, that's a good break. She's getting married in Vegas.
What about a Spice Girls Vegas residency?
Sure. Absolutely.
I'd see it. But without Posh, she wouldn't do it.
You know,
that.
We're almost at the time where maybe even like, who was somebody from our youth? Like a Black Eyed Peas residency?
Oh, God.
It's like, it's time. It's time.
A Justin Timberlake residency?
It's unfortunately time, and I think it would sell well.
Yeah.
I honestly, Justin Timberlake, an NSYNC residency makes sense to me.
He wouldn't do it with them.
I think the backlash of 2023 really brought him down a peg.
What does Usher have a Vegas residency?
Yes.
Oh, he does already?
I think so. Last year, yeah, I think.
Well, that's me on straight culture.
Who's breaking up Kylie and Timothy?
Are they together?
On paper.
Courtney and Travis.
Sure. Who's getting back together? Kim and Kanye.
Oh, God.
Why do we endure the knowledge of the Kardashian family relationship statuses? Well, we perpetuate it. Look at us. We're disgusting.
What? Here, let me see who she's predicting will split. Well, the ocean liner.
What does that mean?
The Eiffel Tower.
Still.
Oh, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Wait, Kanye is with someone named Bianca right now?
Bianca!
She's predicting they split.
Well, duh.
Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart out. Ellen and Portia out. David and Victoria Beckham out. So maybe she will be part of the Spice Girls residency.
Hmm. New year.
Ava Mendez and Ryan Gosling out. Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. Damn. She thinks everyone's not getting love this year. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel split.
These feel like spaghetti against the
wall.
Did I
say Jay and Bay?
You did. Tom Holland and Zendaya.
What about them?
Will they get in? Doom will they 3? Stay together? Will they get engaged? Will they split up? What's the deal?
Split.
Ooh. I think they'll get engaged.
I can't picture that Tom Holland proposing.
No, I think Zendaya will propose.
Okay.
Love is in the air.
Okay.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's going on with Pete Davidson?
There's another one I don't really care about.
Okay. You don't have to.
What did he just did something that bothered me. What was?
I think we're going to get a Pete Davidson speculation and rumors of a relationship with a guy. Never confirmed, but heavily implied.
Mm. All she's predicting about Pete anything is a lot of shit going down in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Pass. Ruple. Speaking of the ruple, okay. Isn't that their currency?
Yeah. Russia? Ruples?
I don't know. I was going to bring up RuPaul, but, you know, speaking of RuPaul, any RuPaul predictions?
Yes.
And RuPaul that jazz. Ooh. RuPaul in the Chicago revival as when you're good to mama.
It's just funny that you think I can name a character in Chicago other than Roxy.
Roxy Hart. RuPaul is because... Roxy Hart. Opposite Tammy Brown.
I think RuPaul is gonna go on the next season of Traitors.
Ooh, no, I don't see it. I just don't see it.
And not as a contestant, as a special guest.
Are you watching Traitors?
Hell yeah. Oh my god, I'm wet for it.
Okay, pass.
Okay, well, how many kids is Nick Cannon gonna have?
Let me just tell you a few more things that are on my list.
Okay, yeah, well, we can play.
I think a Jenna Marbles return to social media.
Okay, bring Mother of the Year.
Early contender. I think RuPaul will still work this year. Well, she better.
Yeah. Well, honey, oh God. Everything that's airing this year has already been filmed. So of course she's working this year.
I predict there's no new
content.
I predict it because I want it. A new RuPaul Christmas special.
VH1 Divas Live?
No.
Ooh. Hosted by RuPaul?
What do we think about Blue Ivy and Northwest? Just so we can put that family to rest for a second.
I don't think about them.
Word. So no solo album from either?
No, just continued social media presence.
Great. Lucky us. You're telling me you don't see a The Boy Is Mine remake by Blue Ivy featuring Northwest?
Are they friends?
Well, on paper.
Here's what I know. I don't follow celebrity children. You know I hate children.
That, historically, let me pull up the receipts. Maleficent Bobby Brown Bon Jovi says hello.
I don't follow her. Everything I know about Millie Bobby Brown was forced upon me.
Room
by the
what
media.
About okay, and, by, and what about
by
Room
Big
Boy?
Hollywood.
What about Room Boy?
Jacob Tremblay?
Yeah, okay. Call me Room cool. Boy Boy.
Call me Room Boy Boy, gotta get it out.
Well,
do I have any predictions for the Jacob Tremblay of it all?
Yeah.
Oscar nomination for Jacob Tremblay. He's back in a big way.
Back, he never left. If you never leave, you don't have to come back.
Pee-wee.
Aw, I wish Pee-wee would come back this year.
Well.
Well, what?
Not happening.
Damn.
Do you have any alien predictions?
No new alien updates. Sorry.
She's predicting lots. She's saying the year of the UFO, honey. She's saying more UFO, more aliens, more alien alley, alien alley, alien alley.
I think a big prediction for me,
you know,
the presidency is going to neither Biden nor Trump.
Well, that's what she predicted too. You know that scene in Signs where they're standing at the end and all the glasses of empty water are just sitting around the room, and then he like swing the baseball bat,
yeah,
and then it gets a water all over all the aliens. Mm-hmm. You think that's going to be like me standing inside Alien Alley, like, and then the aliens come and I'm protected because they're like, oh, he's a fan.
They're going to say, we found you because you worship us.
They're going to be like, spare her. Look at fun.
So what? You'll be spared and the rest of us?
Probed.
Well, don't be jealous. Probing is just pegging. Is just bottoming. Is just, you know. Probing is just fingering with intent.
With in tentacles.
Mm, perhaps.
if you're lucky. Okay.
All right.
Any other words you would like me to command to ask?
Mr. Beast retires from YouTube.
Do you know what's funny?
I don't.
You're going to laugh. You're going
to
laugh.
Well, I love to laugh, so hit me with it.
I don't think I could pick this beast out of a lineup.
Beast?
How dare you?
Beast.
How dare you?
Beast.
Yeah. Hey, do you have any Housewives predictions?
New Housewives franchise. New Housewives franchise opening up. Oh,
what city?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, the big city, you know, the Windy City.
Chicago.
Is there a Real Housewives of Chicago?
No.
Hello?
Chicago. No, there isn't.
Talk about a bean unflipped.
Town.
the greatest bean of all.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Oh my God. Hey, I'm getting a transmission. New bean. We're getting a new bean.
Oh God. Oh fuck. Yes. Come on, legumes.
A new legume. Oh my God.
Do you have any animal predictions?
Animal predictions. Let me tap into myself. Let's see. A white rabbit will make an ominous appearance at a mall.
Damn. Psychic Nikki thinks a purple moose will make an ominous appearance in Minnesota.
Are we that off from each other? Perhaps there's unlikely animal friendships.
Hey.
Wait, a white rabbit at the mall? Easter! Oh my God. Oh my God. Not that one. I'm saying like a real rabbit. Okay? Don't get it twisted.
Well, she also thinks that an antelope, is going to make world news for doing something special.
I certainly hope. They've really been slacking.
Ooh, Greyhounds, the dog. Mm-hmm. Big year for them. Very popular year for Greyhounds, the dog.
I do think it's going to be a big year for Dalmatians. Either bad or good, I'm not sure, but Dalmatians will be in the news.
If you're into betting on sports, a black horse is going to win a lot of races.
Okay.
Now, I read this, and I thought it was about a shark, the animal. Mm-hmm. But I'm realizing now it's about a pool shark, which is not an animal.
Okay.
Different kind of beast.
Okay. Okay.
A pool shark's going to get killed in a pool hall by a pool ball.
A pool shark in a pool hall by the pool ball.
Jordan Sparks just sparkles as Sparkle in the new movie Sparkle. Well,
somebody had to.
Wow.
Pope.
New Pope.
Pope will make...
new year, new Pope.
Pope will put out a stance about aliens.
New year. Oh, I would listen.
The Pope is going to have something to say about aliens.
Oh my God. A dog.
Which one?
goes over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Crouton or Willie?
A Dalmatian, I think.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh. Also a big year for grizzly bears. They're going to start fighting each other.
Okay. Sure.
Seagull attacks worldwide.
Okay. Why'd you say it twice?
I'm preparing the people. It's like, you don't just say the British are coming. You say it a few times.
Okay.
I'm the Paul Revere of seagulls, bitch.
I think.
Why you got a problem with
it? I think.
Why you. I hope a seagull fucks you up. There, I said it.
I hope it doesn't.
Bad year for camels. Lots of diseases around camels.
Okay. Slow down. Too, your powers are too strong right now. Slow down. Oh, are you reading big her change. Predictions?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were giving us. I thought you were synced up to the, you know, the psychic rod.
Oh, you thought I was tuned in.
Yes.
Oh no, honey, I was reading.
For filth.
Changes in the moon. Big changes in the moon.
Okay. Word.
Oh, and a big crisis around the lavender fields. I'm sorry, guys, but. There's a big crisis around the lavender fields.
Okay, that's fine for me.
And lastly, do you want a couple more?
Sure.
A disease around chestnuts.
Fuck!
Do you eat chestnuts? Could you pick a chestnut out of a lineup? When's the last time you had a chestnut?
You know, growing up, we always had dishes full of nuts in a
nuts at Christmas time,
and in a nutcracker, not like a, you know, a holiday nutcracker, but like a, you know, like a kind of like a handheld metal,
the metal cruncher.
Yes, my
grandma always had that.
It was in the living room. It was in the TV room.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell to the yeah, to the yeah, yeah, yeah.
So to answer your question, yes.
Oh, were you talking about, what were you talking about last week with like the people being naked and wild?
What?
Weren't you talking about like, because remember the Disneyland streaker?
Oh, in the Bass Pro Shop.
And you were talking about the nude guy at the Bass Pro Shop. This also says naked man over Niagara Falls.
Yeah, well, where else would he be?
Well, maybe he's, but he put the dog in the barrel first?
Pyramid streaker.
Are you, oh, damn. Are you interested at all in a new species of bees?
Yes.
Okay, well.
tell me.
Biz, biz, tell me more. Biz, biz. Biz, biz, honey, because they're coming.
Okay, that's fine.
Right, well,
scabies outbreak in New York City.
Oh, she did you say scabies or rabies? Because she literally
I don't know. I'm getting these transmissions. It's so hard to tell. It's either going to be scabies or rabies. I can't tell. But New Yorkers, be safe. Be vigilant.
She also said 50 feet of snow in New York City.
What?
New York City.
Well, it's the Big Apple. They don't call it the Big Apple for nothing. There's a new bean in town.
Are you saying a new kind of apple's coming around?
I just ranked every apple, and it was...
I saw that, and I thought... I saw that, and I thought, he... Did you buy one of every flavor of those
I got,
on cam?
So the bottom two categories are, I haven't had them, but I looked up their history, I went to their rankings.
Oh, genealogy?
I went to applerankings.com where they have very extensive, you know, descriptions of all of these apples, rankings and flavor profiles, mushiness, mattiness, you know, what's it called? Graininess.
Did you have a Honeycrisp in the number one spot?
It was up there. It was in the top.
Okay, good. That's where it belongs.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. Do you have any...
grapefruits. Something's happening with grapefruits.
I have one in my kitchen that needs to be eaten.
That's it. Maybe that was it. Sorry. It was a stray reading. Well, you are in your kitchen now. No wonder I got that.
I am in my kitchen era. Mm-hmm. Do you eat grapefruits?
I used to.
How would you eat them?
Halved.
And then what? You like cut around the outside and then you
with
like
a
slice
spoon,
into
yeah.
like. Okay, yeah. I just checking to make sure I've been eating them right all
you,
these
you could
years.
Sprinkle a Splenda on top of it if you're nasty.
I don't need to sugar my fruit. Do you salt your salad?
Only sometimes. Before it's tossed.
Sometimes. Psychic Nikki, scientist to clone T-Rex DNA. Oh, God.
Well, there's a whole reason not to. There's a movie that says why. You know about sounding?
Yes.
Sounding, but with nipples.
You put the nipple in the urethra?
No. You put the sounding rod in the nipple.
Did you put your metal straw up against your nipple?
Did I or can I? Or would I? Or what was the question?
I think this sounds a little guilt stricken. Sounds like you got up to something in the kitchen this morning.
What about funky straws for breastfeeding? Hey, sharks.
like one of those loop-de-loop.
Yes, and it goes around your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It goes around the baby's eyes. It goes around the baby's eyes, and it culminates in a kind of like one of the lids for a suckum cuppy, a sippy cuppy, but it's like on the end of the straw for a child, for the baby. A child for breast milk. Yes, is breast milk the same thickness? Can it go through a straw, or what's the deal?
I'm down with the thickness.
Okay. Sorry, I think that's the end of my transmissions. I'm not really getting any more readings from my crystal ball.
Well, did you put your cover back over it?
My yellow hanky
sheet. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, wrap it up. Hey, speaking of wrap it up, should we?
Sure. Bye.
Do you have anything else to say or slay on this day? Okay.
Corray. Hee hee, hooray.
Scotty too hottie.
No, but I wish you the best. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in the kitchen having my grapefruit, because now that I know that I do eat it the right way, I will be.
Okay. All right. You can find me this Saturday.
I didn't ask.
Ask me.
Oh, hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch. But this Saturday, January 20th, is our three-year streamiversary, our three-year anniversary of being a full-time streamer. So if you want to come celebrate, there's going to be a lot of fun things happening, a lot of things that you can win, prizes that can be acquired, good times that can be had, and memories that can be shared.
Is there going to be cake?
There will be cake.
Did you invite the room boy? Get it
up? The room boy.
Call me room boy. Can I get it up?
A Roomba named Room Boy. That sings.
It's like, which boy?
Witch boy, the witch boy, the Roomba boy, the room boy.
I think I gotta go, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye.